The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 19th, 2009, in Sydney, Australia.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Palakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva. Sadvaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva. Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, today is the most auspicious day. It is the most glorious, most celebrated, most jubilant occasion. Just consider if a person was trapped on all sides by a forest fire. And from every direction those flames were coming in, closer and closer and closer. Certain death, excruciating death, was only minutes away for that person. There was no escape. But then, by providential arrangement, all of a sudden the winds came and the huge rain clouds came and tons of cooling, soothing rain came pouring down from the sky. And that fire was completely extinguished, you see. So, that forest fire, that is our position. Each one of us here in this material world, we are trapped inside a blazing forest fire on all sides. There is no escape. It is certain death. But by the grace of Krishna, the spiritual master comes as the cloud, as the water carrier, bringing the water from the ocean of mercy. And he drenches that blazing forest fire of material existence and saves the disciple who was sure to meet horrible death. Initiation, Prabhupada explained in Los Angeles, from the very moment of initiation, one's deathlessness begins. One attains deathlessness from the very day of initiation, Prabhupada explains. In other words, one becomes free from bodily identification. Bodily identification has kept us trapped in the cycle of birth and death for millions and billions of lifetimes, going back indefinitely. when we take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master by initiation, he fully liberates us from this misconception by engaging us 24 hours a day in Krishna's service with our every thought, every word, every deed, in every time, every place, in every situation. That liberates us. That is factual liberation. If one takes initiation from a bona fide spiritual master and follows the orders he receives from that spiritual master, then he lives in deathlessness. He lives in eternal existence beyond this material nature. Now, I'm not saying his body won't die. Do not misunderstand. His body will still get sick, get old, and die, but he won't identify with it. It's just a garment. And after leaving that garment, you see, he won't take another such garment. And even while he's living within that garment, he will no longer feel that he is that garment. As he becomes more and more awakened in his Krishna consciousness by following the orders that he has received from his spiritual master, he will not only know that he's not his body, he will feel how he is not his body. He will feel his spiritual nature coming more and more awakened, and he will feel how he's living in an eternity, even when he's walking around some place like Sydney, Australia. This is called practical self-realization. So this initiation ceremony marks the beginning of this most auspicious entry into the land of eternality, the spiritual existence. You don't have to wait for death to enter the spiritual sky. You can enter the spiritual sky at the very moment of initiation if you keep those vows that you made to your spiritual master very rigidly, devotedly. You will live in the spiritual sky from the very moment of your initiation. So, what could be more glorious? To see a living entity who's been trapped for millions and billions of lifetimes becoming liberated. To see, just imagine a movie, back to the forest fire example, some, you know, Hollywood movie of some person, you know, it's certain death, and all of a sudden the heavens open and the clouds pour tons. How glorious it would be in that movie, you see. That's each one of us, you see. When those clouds of mercy drown the flames with torrents of rain, that's the spiritual master initiating the disciple. So it may seem to be an ordinary little ceremony somewhere in some building somewhere in North Sydney, Australia. Somebody handed someone some beads, and everybody went Haribo. Okay. Now, don't think it is simply some little ritual. Try to understand what's actually going to be happening here in a few minutes. It's not a little ritual. Somebody handed some beads and we all went Hare Krishna. No. It's very, very deep. Very, very deep thing. It marks the beginning of that soul's re-entry into his eternal identity with Lord Sri Krishna and the spiritual existence. On this day, of course, we have our four principles: no illicit sex, no meeting, no intoxication, no gambling. They have the utmost importance. And we chant at least 16 rounds every day of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra around the japa beads. But along with that, we have to learn how to chant without offense. Because, as Srila Prabhupada explains, one can go on chanting offensively for millions of lifetimes and never go back to Godhead. So one has to learn how to chant without offense, you see. This is called Shuddha Nam, the pure name. So there are 10 offenses to be avoided in the matter of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One, to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy names of the Lord. 2, to consider the names of the demigods, such as Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. 3, to disobey the order of the spiritual master. 4, to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. 5, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. 6, to give some interpretation on the holy name. 7, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. 8, to consider the Hare Krishna chanting to be some materialistic ritual like the ones you find in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. 9, to instruct the faithless persons about the glories of the holy name. And 10, not to have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names, maintaining material attachments in spite of having heard so many instructions on these matters. One must also be careful not to be inattentive while chanting. So one has to very carefully monitor one's own chanting, because for the most part, you are the one who is aware of how you are chanting. The devotee himself is really the one who has to learn how to monitor himself. Because it's not that everybody, somebody's going to be standing there monitoring you, listening to your 16 rounds every day. You say, you are the one that's monitoring your own rounds. So how you have to become an expert monitor. Each one of us has to become a super expert monitor of our own chanting. Whatever guide points we give from others, you know, who correct us, we should always take that very seriously as Krishna's mercy. When someone tells us about our chanting, well, you know, you're chanting too slow, you're chanting too fast, you're not focused, you know, whatever corrections we get, we should take that as a special blessing to help us be more serious. But we are the ones who have to monitor our own chanting. So one should be very, very diligent. See if I'm always having respectful attitude towards the devotees. I'm always understanding that the name of Krishna is not like chanting any name of demigods. That I have to obey my spiritual master's orders. You see, that I have to. I should not think that the glories of the holy name are an exaggeration. I shouldn't take them as some ritual for material advancement. Well, we want to get a new house, so we're going to invite everyone over for a kirtan to get blessings that we can get a new house. Not like that. If we have the holy name, we want to get the blessing of pure bhakti. If we simply can get that pure bhakti blessing, everything else is there. Even the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added unto you. Krishna says in the Gita, Ananyashintiyantamang ye jana paryapasate teksham nachibyuktanam yogachemam vahamyaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. And Prabhupada elaborated, he said, Krishna will personally deliver to your front door whatever you need. So, you may say, well, I don't see him coming to my front door. Was he hyping us with such, with Prabhupada hyping us with such statements? Was that an exaggeration? Well, notice the word exclusive devotion. You see? Trouble is, our devotion is mixed. We have some devotion to Krishna, some devotion to this, some devotion to that, some devotion to that. Krishna is somewhere in the mix, you know. It's time to get rid of the mix and just have exclusive, pure Krishna bhakti. I'm not devoted to anything, to anyone except to Krishna. That's it. Everything for Krishna. I see. When we reach that stage, then we'll see how Krishna is personally giving us everything we need to serve Him at every minute, 24/7, for the whole life, for all of eternity. We'll be able to see directly how Krishna is doing that, you see. So it's worth the austerities we do of getting up early in the morning, taking bath, putting on tilak, chanting, all these daily activities the initiates do to purify their consciousness are worth it a million times over, because you actually get a personal direct relationship with Krishna. You can associate with him constantly, 24 hours a day, directly with God himself, even while you're in this material existence. So this is the ceremony when they are making their commitment to do this. So this is something that everybody should do, but not as a ritual, as a commitment. See, the ritual of initiation has no meaning if the commitment is not there. The real thing is the commitment. See, that dedication to serving the order of the spiritual master. That's the real meaning of initiation. If one cannot follow the rules and regulations, don't artificially take initiation. Wait. We don't want to make a mockery of initiation. Initiation is for those who are committed to follow these principles for the lifetime. That is initiation. So anyway, I'm very, very happy to be back here in this wonderful Sangha. And on such an auspicious occasion, to get off the airplane and then to come for initiation, it's nice. All of us, you know, just talk about auspicious, to land here and then come for... So nice. So now let us proceed with the initiation ceremony. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So the spiritual master sanctifies the beads by chanting on them. So I've already done that an hour or so ago. Yes, put the neck beads on now. Yes. So the first person we will present with his name and beads is Mr. Madhava Rao. First, I would like, if Vijay Gopikesh, can you speak a few words about his qualification for initiation?